an hour or 45 minutes ago, I wanted if all I would do is stand here and weep. When that drum started, and the dancers came from there, I thought, what a wild range of emotions came up. The sadness and the pain that is in the room, but also the audacious hope. I was struck in that moment by what an incredible miracle it was for us to be here together at all, given the history that we have shared. Well, healing, reconciliation, right relations is not an event. It isn't a place. It isn't an achievement. Like all relationships, it is a journey that we care for as we move forward. And as such, it is a journey of heart. It is a journey that we have to bring our whole selves to, our whole spirits and our whole souls. And that's a difficult thing when there has been such pain between people. But it is a journey that begins in telling the truth, and we know that there are as many truths as there are survivors and family members of survivors and staff and people who were left in the communities. Each truth is rooted, though, in a misguided attempt by Westerners to assimilate First Nations people in this country. It begins in the willingness to share the truth, but it very quickly moves to the question of our willingness to hear that truth. This tour is very much directed at church people and other Canadians, asking them and us to open ourselves, to make ourselves vulnerable to the stories that people are risking telling us. And there is huge risk for them in opening them up. Are we willing, as Canadians and as church people, to risk even trying to imagine what it would have been like to have our children swept from our communities, and to be placed in schools and told that the culture and the language of their parents was primitive and wrong? Can we even try to imagine the silence of children's laughter and voices in a community where we lived? Only the grieving aunties and uncles, grannies and grandfathers, mothers and fathers left. Can we risk trying to imagine what that might have been like, trying to hear what that might have been like? Can we risk acknowledging our own need for healing? Because to truly hear someone else's story is just to be willing to be changed by it. Can we risk acknowledging our need to be healed of the arrogance, to be healed of the religious superiority, to be healed of the idea that somehow our spirituality is, perhaps, better or more full than the rich heritage of spirituality that existed in this land long before we came? Can we risk hearing about that? The theme of this tour is remembering the children. And when I heard the drum and I heard the jingle deck dress and I saw the dancers begin, and as I've seen the faces of other young people who've been here before us tonight, I find myself wanting to ask us to remember forward too. To remember the children who suffered in residential school and their children who suffered the consequences of that. And to remember too their children's children. To remember the children of the dancers and the prayers and the singers and the drummers. To remember forward with hope. To to remember in our imaginations a day when they will be brothers and sisters, today when they will be in right relationship with one another. I pray for that. I hope you will pray with me as we listen to these stories and open ourselves to the truth of the Truth and Reconciliation Commission. Thank you.